Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hey, here we go. Had a little ice cream conversation. That's why we're joining late, a little late, but we're still here. Lindsey Brown here for one more day. Dave, French Riviera, I think that's where he's at right now. How about we'll run through a little bit of a guest lineup here? We don't do this often, but just in case, Friday, you're stuck in traffic, you're going to a cabin. By the way, dumb decision if you own a cabin. If you're going to your friend's cabin, bravo. Major Gayer, 12:35, Shaletta Feisty Friday. Am I Wrong with Lindsey Brown? 1:35. Normally it's like a one word. Insects.
Overrated.
You know, something like that. Cheers and cheers with Rochelle Olson and potentially another guest, but plenty of other topics. But here we go. Your one word for the Minnesota Twins is, what is your one? We're the home of the Twins. We tell the truth on this show. When they're winning, we'll praise them. When they're losing, we'll rip them. Doesn't matter. There have been other hosts on this station that when the Twins were on the station, oh, my God, they were amazing. When they left, oh, they were terrible. My opinion doesn't change. There's a lot of quality people there. I'll tell you who's a very good human being. Derek Falvey is a very good human being. But he is completely in the meat grinder today. What is your one word after trading 742 players yesterday? What is your one-word assessment for the Twins right now? 651-461-9226. Here's my word, Lindsey Brown. Capitulation. Capitulation. The action of surrendering or ceasing to resist an opponent or demand. They capitulate. That's what they did. Now, they're a little betwixt from some of the audience, excuse me, because some say you got to do something, and then if they did something, unless they ended up getting Shohei back in return, some of the crowd was going to be ticked. That's not most of the crowd. Most of the crowd is, and this is a phrase I don't use a lot on the radio, but I will, pissed off. Because in 2023, after a fabulous finish, and again, I get it. It's winning the best 2 out of 3 series against the Toronto Blue Jays. They didn't take down Garrigan Ruth. They didn't take down A-Rod and Jeter. But they finally won a playoff series. Finally. Okay? All the Gardy years, the Rocco years, it finally happened. In that ballpark, I was there every game, doing the show there, every game was absolutely alive. And then they lose to Houston in a very competitive series in Houston Astros, who will not die. They are a factor constantly. Constantly. And then we're hearing the reports. What's going on? What's going on with Sonny Gray? Sonny Gray was a great addition. And he was going to cost him probably $25 million a year. Well, they did nothing. And then Joe Polek comes on with Jason Rushen, gives an honest answer, but the wrong answer at an epic level. This is the time we're going to cut payroll. This is the time they're going to right-size their payroll. After coming up short year after year after year in the playoffs, and the Gardy years when they were at the end, because Gardy was an excellent manager, but come on, there's 5-6 years where they were awful. And so now this is a time where a family worth billions is going to right-size the payroll. Idiotic message to the fan base after they finally win. Idiotic. So remember that year, they start off playing awful. And then for 4 months, this actually happened. Last year, for 4 months, they had the best record in baseball. And at about this time, last year, they beat the Indians in games 1 and 2. And I think they were like a game away from having the overall best record in baseball. And then they played atrocious baseball. Collapsed. Fell off a cliff. Couldn't do anything. And this year, let's be honest, outside of what was it, the 13-game winning streak, the 12-game winning streak, I forget now, they've been a lousy baseball team. So status quo is not an option. But do they make all these moves that the sale hasn't slowed? I don't fault a soul for being highly dubious. We're still hopeful of talking to Derek Falvey. Yesterday, we were exchanging some times. I get it. Things have changed. And Falvey met the media yesterday. He didn't run, but that might have been his one time. He did send out a letter to season ticket holders today, which really didn't pacify anybody. But player after player after player, they're telling you that we need to cut payroll, and we've decided we need to draft very high for multiple years. That's what they're saying. They're sick of being in the middle. And I get that argument. In sports, one of the worst spots is teasing yourself into believing you can do something. Now, last year for 4 months, they had the best record in baseball. And the year before, they finally won a series and played the Astros very competitively. And there was hope this year. Well, outside of the win streak, they're not a good team. They are not a good team. I mean, just with Correa alone, they're saving $70 million going forward. All sorts of different estimates on how much they're saving this year. One saying 26, but that includes Correa. So let's just say they're saving $85 million going forward. Do these exact same deals happen without a sale? I'm highly, highly dubious. It's seemingly, if you judge the temperature of baseball the last few years, is harder to get top flight prospects back in return. The Twins, according to the rankings, and engaging when we're judging 16, 17, 18, 19-year-olds and deciding how good of players are going to be when they maybe are still at A-ball. Good luck. Throw a dart, probably about as accurate. But the second highest prospect, the Twins, from a different organization, the Twins acquired, because the Padres and the A's, there are a lot of high prospects. But among the things I'd like to ask Falvey, and again, Duran was the two guys, the catcher, who's in the 50s, the pitcher, who was in the 90s, but now is out because he's pitched enough in major leagues. What do you get if you combine Duran and Jackson one deal? And if you're going to do this, did you think about taking it all the way to the ground? How close did they come with Joe Ryan? Would you approach Byron? Would you approach Pablo? Would you say, okay, if we're doing it all, we're going to do it all. We're going to stink for multiple years. Then, by the way baseball works, you take some kid, more often than not, 18-year-old, maybe 21-year-old, college, and that's a multi-year prospect process. But I get the anger. Fair or not, Joe Pollad added to the legacy of the family, which in this town is not about, hey, stepping in and buying the team from Calvin. It's not about stewardship of two World Series winning teams. It's not about getting Target Field done. It's saving money. And so people are furious because, like the Varland move, I don't care that he's from here. It's great. His mom used to work here. Great, kind person. I don't get when he's making $400,000 trading him when you have control of him till either 2030 or 31. To me, that's another sign of we're trying to get really bad to try to get really high draft choices. So my word is capitulation, giving up. And for a lot of people, they think it's just the Pollad entity giving up total. There's one story in Front Office Sports suggesting they're gaining traction on a sale. Let's see if that happens. We would like to chat with Derek Falvey. We'll see if it happens. We'll see him. If he comes on, we'll ask him the direct questions we need to ask him. We're going to mix it up a little bit here. Lindsay, I want to talk about Scholl and Associates. I want to talk Amber Scholl and insurance for your home and your automobiles. And yeah, last weekend, Sunday night and then Monday, we had some horrible storms. Horrible storms. You don't have to go too far to find someone who was affected by the storms. I'm one of them. I feel better because I'm with American Family and Amber Scholl and her team running an office now. She's been with this office for 15 years. I've been a part of it for 35 years when I came back. My father was with it for decades. Amber started moving up the chain, and now because she's so good, she's running. It's American Family. How convinced are you that you have everything covered with your home, with your condo, maybe some other real estate you have? How convinced are you with your car, with your kid's car? There's all sorts of ways to save more money. Maybe it's worth just going online. I'll help you out. It's TeamScholl.com. S-C-H-O-L-L.com. TeamScholl.com. Quality people, a chance to find out where you're at, save money, and remind you, when we come back, what is your one word to describe the Twins in your view right now? What's your one word? Let's go. 651-461-9226.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Among the words, your one word for the Twins today after treading double-figure players. And again, stuck in the middle is the wrong place. And there are times when teams just blow it all up, and it takes a couple years, and the prospects come back. But because of everything else associated with the franchise, either the last couple years or longer period, you shouldn't be surprised by the reaction from the fan base. Lindsay's handed me a note. It's very, 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 very small. Next time, you can write it a little bigger.
Okay.
I mean,
duly noted.
Unless you're trying to save this sheet. Is this sheet of paper?
I might want to draw a picture.
Oh, very good. Kristen has called in. She wants to chime in on the one word for the Twins. Go ahead, Kristen.
I think they are pawns in a rich man's chess game.
And this would be the Polads. Playing the role of the rich man's game.
Yes. Yep.
Do you want to elaborate?
Well, I graduated from Bellevue, Nebraska, and my dad would take us to the Johnny Rosenblatt Stadium in Omaha. And at that time, it was a wonderful stadium. We loved it. And every single night, Johnny Rosenblatt would show up in a red blazer in his wheelchair, and my dad would take us over and have us kids thank him. My dad grew up poor. Everybody in our family was a baseball aficionado. But he grew up poor, and he would thank Mr. Polad for giving our family and many families a good time. Thank you so much for giving us a good time that we can afford. And I think Mr. Polad, I think he stinks, and I think he's
well,
very foolish.
You do realize Carl Polad has passed a long, long time ago, right?
Okay, I didn't, but wherever he was, I think he did stink. Yeah. So,
thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, listen, Carl was too cheap running this team. There's no denying that. I thought Jim expanded a little bit. Not as much as I thought when they moved to Target Field, although a lot of their payrolls were, what, mid to upper teens? And I get it. When you have $400-plus million in debt? Okay. But the timing of when you're, quote-unquote, right size of the payroll was disastrous. And they should have been savvy enough to know that. And they completely mismanaged the timing of it and the message to the public. And for that, the criticism is just. Misowned. Here are some of the words. Sold. Cheap. Pathetic. Apathy. Reboot. Boycott. Disgraceful. I canceled my renewal for tickets this morning. That's Kathy and Hopkins. Twinsplosion. Protectapalooza. Stunned. My one word, cheap, cluster, you know what, I can't say the last word. Let's see, why is the manager not being held accountable? Oh, I think Rocco has faced scrutiny. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Now, maybe the texter is referring to the extension Rocco received and they finally announced it maybe a month in the season. I think Rocco's a good manager. I do. And he has an extension. Does Rocco want to continue with this type of team? Is this when you're going to be this young and this rebuilding? Is that an area where they adjust? By the way, eventually they're going to have new owners. How do the new owners feel about, because some new owners come in and say, you know, we're going to wait a year or two. Others come in and just start making major changes. We don't know how that is going to play out. Because that's still becoming greedy, confusing, betrayed, predictable, irrelevant, disappointed, quitters, unwatchable, unsupportable. A lot of one words and not pleased from the Twins base. You're going to be pleased if you go with Pella. I've been a part of Pella at a home since the aughts. A home I purchased where the previous owners had, thankful for me, had installed Pella windows and doors. And I benefited from it. I made some changes last year, not aware I was going to move. And guess what? I ended up moving. And I made sure that next house would have what? The company, which has been around for 100 years and having great success in an uber competitive field, the window and door business. Because let's be honest, most of us, we're living at our house or a condo or a cabin, whatever you have. We're really not thinking about our windows that much until it's a problem. Well, here's what you should do, because it costs you nothing, no obligation. Go to PellaNorthland.com and have Pella come out to your condo, your house, your cabin, whatever you have, and judge your windows. Now, they're not one of these companies where no matter what they can say, yep, every window has to go. And by the way, it has to be the most expensive. No, they're honest. They're reliable. They're classy. They're respectful. They'll tell you the ones that are fine, ones that can change, give you options, and work with your budget. You want to see a showroom? They have a showroom in Plymouth and Woodbury. And August just kicked in. What an opportunity. Here are your two options, one or the other. 0% APR for 72 months or 20% off your Pella project. Both great options. PellaNorthland.com. Returning with Major. Speaking of returning, the former vice president announced earlier this week she's not running for governor. To the surprise of no one, she has a book to sell. She made an appearance on your network with Stephen Colbert. Seemed to me it was a typical Kamala Harris. When she was asked about not running, she told us, the system is broke. I don't want to be a part of the system, but I'm also going to travel the country and talk to people. So some version of a listening tour. I can only imagine how many times Major Garrett has heard from a former elected official or even a present elected official who's considering a run for higher office, and Major heard, I'm going to listen to the citizens. I'm going to listen to my voters. I'm guessing your over-under is 7,475,000. That's the over-under number. What was your what was your takeaway, and what do you think the what do you think other prominent Democrats think about the return of the VP?
The same that they think about any reappearance of the former president. That's not what we need. That's not where we are. We are trying to heal, and you're not helping, I think, is the general sense of things. And listening tours have become such a familiar trope. They have long since gone past the status of cliche that they really don't resonate with anybody. When people hear, I'm going to listen to the voters, they're like, okay, that's essentially, you might as well have said nothing.
Yep, or correct.
You said something that is so familiar to me, I'm going to count it as a net negative. So it's worse than saying nothing. And especially coming off of a loss
decisive,
as damaging to the party, its reputation, its sense of mission, its sense of voice, its sense of direction. Because if you're listening now, that means you weren't listening before, point one. Point two,
yes.
If you really want to listen, well, why don't you listen to where you live and where some Democrats are clamoring for you to be the next governor?
Mm-hmm. Where she would walk in as the heavy favorite.
She would. She would walk in as the heavy favorite, unquestionably. And if you're about listening, then just go to the next thing. What are you listening for? Because I want to run against Gavin Newsom and be the next presidential nominee of the Democratic Party in 2028, and stop phonying around. Because the only reason you don't run for governor, where you would be the odds-on immediate favorite to run the fourth largest economy in the world, which California is, if it were its own economy, measured against all other nations in the world, you're skipping that. So there's only one reason to skip that. if you're going to remain in politics and not take up house painting or ditch digging or something. That's to run for president in 2028. So stop phonying it up with people and pretending you're not interested in something you're manifestly interested in. So I don't think when it comes to this current era of Democrats craving something that feels, looks, and touches the ground authentically, that this comes anywhere close.
About 3 minutes or so. Today is a significant day where Steve Witkoff and the ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, for approximately 5 hours, entered Gaza.
Yeah.
This has been a part of this story really from the get-go, but has been magnified more lately with the starvation in Gaza. I think one of the most overblown stories the last week has been the correction of a New York Times story. New York Times story showed kids starving. One child also had a previous condition. And a lot of folks who will defend Israel no matter what it says, see, the New York Times was lying. Well, they were wrong on that one. That doesn't change the tens of thousands of others, including the other kids in the picture, who are still starving. So the president has this on his radar now. What do you believe will really happen, and how far is the president willing to go? Is he willing to stand up to Bibi Netanyahu? Is he going to put together a coalition with NATO? Because what is going to be different from this being overrun by desperate individuals in Gaza or Hamas intentionally killing people when they arrive for food?
Or the Israeli military or the armed guards who are backing up the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which is this aid distribution network backed by the United States government and the Israeli government, which has had only 4 distribution sites, far fewer than international organizations historically have had in Gaza, which is one of the big problems because there are too few distribution points and too many people coming to them because they're so desperate. Things get out of control. They get chaotic. They get threatening. Guns are fired. Dozens of Palestinians have been wounded and killed just in gunfire at food distribution places, quite separate from starvation and malnutrition bordering on famine. So until this week, this was not even recognized verbally at all by the White House, not at all. And it's still not recognized as a humanitarian crisis by Israel. So having Witkoff and the U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee there is a step. It is a small step. It is a largely still sanitized step where the Israelis are calling the shots. But it is a step in a new direction. And the White House finally this week released $30 million in humanitarian aid, which may manifest itself. I would say something that was said on my program last Friday. If you see airdrops, know that this is entirely performative and for publicity, not for feeding people. Airdrops look great. They are powerful visuals. They are terrible in terms of distributing food on a regular, safe, and efficient basis. So if you see more airdrops, know that's more performance, not actual hard work in feeding starving Palestinians. All of this matters in that there is some suggestion that the White House is not turning away from Netanyahu, but less willing to give him all the latitude he demands.
I got to jump in, sir. I will be very curious on that part. I'm going to leave you with one note. Enough with the Padres being the big bad bullies and picking on other teams, okay? Enough. I mean, just know that
I'm
sorry
for Twins fans. I really am.
Yeah, there are a lot of people upset. I have a fabulous weekend, sir.
You too. Bye.
Major with us every Friday. Shaletta coming up next hour.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.